Hello, welcome to another episode of Fungula. On this episode, I have my friend Amber Autry with us. Amber is a very funny comedian who I love so much. I saw her when she opened for my friend Fortune Feimster and fell in love with her immediately. And she actually hosts her own podcast that is a comedy and a mental health podcast called I'm Fine, It's Fine. Love that title. I'm fine. It's fine. How many times do we say that? She has a really great podcast that you can check out. And on this episode, we get into her gratitudes of coffee. First of all, we talk about really good coffee. We talk about her inner circle of her friends and being able to let people go out of that inner circle. This episode, we had some tears. We had some laughter. We had a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this episode with Amber Autry. Don't forget to get tickets to my family reunion tour. Go to angela.com, get your tickets there. Call us and tell us what you are grateful for, and we may play your voicemail message on a future episode. That phone number is Danielle.
747-300-5380.
That's right. Call us, tell us what you're grateful for. And until then, check out this episode with my friend, Amber Autry. This is why my makeup is good today, because I wasn't rushing. Danielle, remember my last mattitude was my own time management skills were my mattitude.
Yes.
And you fixed it that quick?
Well, no. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. A meeting got canceled.
I was like, be honest. Yeah.
A meeting got canceled. So I was like, oh, cool. Now I can take my time. Because I was about to be like, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. All right, let's go.
I bet it looks good even
when you rush. She's an ADHD denier. I tell you what.
It's a thing. It's a full on.
But I feel like there's... everybody's saying they have it now because of TikTok.
Oh, right.
So you
gotta
be careful.
I would never. I would never. I don't think I have. Okay. I don't know. I'm not saying. My husband for sure sprayed something on this because I feel like I'm sitting in a like shmash, shmash, shmash. Like it
puddle.
Feels like, yeah, wet. To everybody listening and watching, I was saying that I feel like I sat in something wet and it feels cold and like shmash, like me. It feels like that.
But this chair doesn't.
Why is it this one? Maybe he spilled something when he was setting up, and then I don't know. I'll have to ask him later.
Or maybe I'm just wet.
Yeah, maybe you are. So you're like, oh, this feels regular.
I feel safe.
I mean, you did just get out of the shower. You got wet hair.
Yeah, I wish I didn't.
You wish you didn't just get out of the shower?
I wish I didn't have wet hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why? Time management? Samesies?
Yeah, and I thought I was doing really well.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, wow, I'm getting ready at 11:02. I'll be fine. That's so much time. It's not enough time.
Same. That's what I do.
Since I started brushing my teeth more, too, like, you got to factor that in.
Yeah, that, I'm really proud of you for brushing your teeth.
Wait, you just started doing that?
Well, more than once.
Okay. Were you a morning brusher or a nighttime brusher?
Whenever the mood struck me. It really depended on how much food I'd eaten. Like, I just ate a lot of food.
Amber, get on it, girl.
I am.
I'm a prime example of why you should be on it.
Why? Danielle, tell her, Danielle.
I have had so much dental work done in the past 2 years. Like, an insane amount of dental work. And that, I feel like that makes it sound like I've never brushed my teeth in my life.
No.
And I have. I brush my teeth every morning, every night. But sometimes things, they just catch up on you and they get you. And then the next thing you know, you are neither homeless nor a crackhead, but yet you're missing a tooth. And here I am.
Where's the tooth miss?
In the back. You can't really see it. So.
But also you saying that you brushed it morning and night.
Yeah.
And you still are missing a tooth. I'm kind of like, well.
Do you want to know how many times I brush my teeth?
Oh, can I guess?
Yeah.
4 times a day.
Minimum.
What?
I will brush my teeth as soon as I wake up in the morning.
Okay.
And for sure before I go to bed.
Okay.
And floss every night before I go to bed. Okay.
Flossing is key.
Those are the for sure-sies.
Okay.
Then.
You're so funny.
After I've had my like morning coffee and breakfast or whatever, I have to brush my teeth again because coffee breath, I can't. It's the whole thing. I'm like, not. I got to brush my tongue. I got to get this coffee
you
breath
floss
out.
Then too?
No, no. Only okay. I'll floss during the day if I feel something in my teeth. Then I'll go floss. But my ritual of flossing is like at nighttime. Okay. Then if I haven't eaten anything, but my mouth has just been stale for a long time and I have like a weird like taste in my mouth, like I've been talking too much and I haven't like hydrated or I just have like a weird taste, I will go brush my teeth.
Wow.
I am like constantly brushing
my teeth.
Have
you always done that?
I think in my adult years, yeah.
Like see, that's smart. What I do when I have coffee breath is like, I should eat something. Change it up.
Change up the breath.
Like, my mouth's dry. Let me get more coffee.
Do you have any teeth? Are those all your teeth?
These are all my teeth. My teeth are big. My teeth are, I used to be very insecure about my teeth growing up because they were so big. And people would make fun of me.
Really?
About my big teeth. Yeah.
And then I don't think they look big at all.
No.
Well, I guess when you're, they've been this big since I was a kid. So with a littler
face, I
guess.
You've been brushing them down. You've been wearing them down like stones in the ocean or something. Yeah.
Dang. Your smile is beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. My mom used to tell me growing up, she goes, Julia Roberts has big teeth. Like that's how she would console me.
Yeah. I used to get that with, I got made fun of my forehead. And my mom would be like, Tyra Banks.
Banks.
Yeah, that helps.
Model.
Is
queen.
Tyra Banks in middle school right now?
Yeah.
Because I'm struggling.
Does she go to my school specifically?
Because they would eat her alive. They're so mean.
Listen, nothing is scarier than a middle school girl. They are the scariest people out there.
Yeah, it's really. Have you ever had a bully reach back out?
And apologize? Mm-hmm. I've been a bully that reached back out.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not. Okay. I was going through a very trying to find myself time. You know, parents were divorced. I'm hanging out with the wrong crowd. I'm trying to be tough girl. I'm trying to be chola chick. I'm trying to be that, whatever. And I remember picking on a girl who obviously was just weaker than me. Like, I did the thing. I did that. Like, you pick the victim. You know what I mean?
Weak.
And I was trying to, like, be tough girl for no reason.
It's holidays.
Yeah. And I think I even wrote about her in my book that I've looked for her. I still haven't found her to apologize. I've looked for her on Facebook. I'm pretty sure I wrote about her in my book. And the hard part is, like, when you write a book, you forget, like, what gets edited out and what, like, left. Like, I remember telling the story, but I don't remember if it's actually got printed in there or if it got taken out. But I have tried to reach out to her to look for her so that I can be like, I am so sorry. Like, what a jerk move that was. Yeah.
Wow.
I've even driven by her old house in my old neighborhood.
All right.
So I was like, well, tell her right now. What if she's listening? What if she is like, hate listening? You know how you hate follow someone, like you're mad at them, but you follow them anyway? What
if
she's
hate
listening to
you
right now?
Yes. Let me just take this opportunity right now. Okay. Her name. And if you know her, hearing her name, please let her know. Her name is Natasha Zepernick. That was her name growing up. I don't know if she's changed her name in her adult years.
Off the jump, not starting off hot. Zepernick.
Listen, Natasha Zepernick, I apologize for being mean to you, especially there's one moment I can think of specifically in junior high. We're just talking about junior high girls are awful. In junior high, I remember following you and pushing you. And just being a bully to you. And I am so sorry. If I could go back in time, would I be a different person and be the type of person that stands up for you and not, oh my God, I'm getting emotional. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's sweet.
If I could go back in time and do it again, I would be the person that stands up for you and not bullies you. And I'm so sorry. And if anybody knows her, please tell her. Thank you.
Oh,
that's really nice.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
No, but that's good. That's something you've always wanted to do. And now you have a space to do that in a way.
Yeah, yeah. Wild.
So when you were doing that, I was pretending that you were my bully talking to me.
Oh!
That's really nice.
Oh, receive it.
Yeah, it's really nice. Now I'm going to cry.
Oh, shoot. Here we are.
No. Why are we so? You know what?
I feel forgot like, to bring tissues again.
Like, why are we always so mean when we're in middle school? And I'm like, it's got to be like hormones or something. That's what.
Yeah.
We're all crazy on the inside.
I really do think we're just going through puberty. We're getting our period for the first time. We're like,
yes.
It's a lot of hormonal things. And then it's stuff at home. Parents are going through a divorce, possibly. Maybe you get picked on by an older sibling. Maybe it's, who knows what people are going through.
It's so interesting, too, about crying. My friend mentioned once, she was like, when we get excited or happy, we're never like, why am I so happy? But the minute we cry, we're like, why are we crying? Like, we stop the emotion.
Oh.
We just get embarrassed so quickly about crying.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. But we need to do it.
Yeah. Like, we need to sweat. We need to get that stuff out.
Yeah.
We got to get it out.
Right.
Well, that's good. Mm. You're right. I do feel better. Thank you.
You can always feel comfortable crying around me. I love to cry.
Oh, my God. Me too. Yeah.
I love when cry Alex all the time. Cries, my partner. I try to get him to cry sometimes. I'm like, listen to this song. Doesn't it hurt you?
What are you thinking of while you listen to it?
What makes you sad? Yeah. Something about when a man cries. It's, I don't know, it makes me cry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes Manny's very emotional. He is not afraid to let his emotions out. So there's sometimes definitely when he's getting emotional, I do opposite and I like wall up and I'm like, but I need to learn how to soften in those moments and
maybe
like
he
be
cried
soft
in the
with
chair.
Him. Yeah, these are all his tears that I'm sitting in right now.
That's interesting. You like, you feel like you have to.
I don't know what it is. I'm actually talking about this in therapy right now with my therapist about anytime there's like big emotion happening around me, I shut down. Hmm. Whether it's this person is like sad and crying. There's sometimes like I'm in it with you and I'm tearing too and I'm like you're emotional. It's different like if we're going there together. But then there's times where like this person is super big in energy and happy and I'm like and I like it's too much. Which we just talked about this on an episode with my friend Jaki, who used to be my road manager. And how when I first interviewed her, her energy was so big that it was, like, hard for me. I had to, like, talk myself through it and be like, chill, calm down. Because she was, like, the perfect person for the job. But this was one thing that I was like, it's too much. It's a lot. It's too much. And then she ended up working with me for 7 years. And I wrote a whole joke about her and her energy, our dynamic. Not just joke about her, but our dynamic together and how her energy was so big and I had a hard time with it, but I had to learn like that was her strength. And then I was able to like utilize her strength in my life and it was a whole thing. But so that's actually something I'm talking about with my therapist right now is like, why do I shut down when somebody has an opposite energy of me and it's so big and I'm like not ready for it. And I'm like, okay, breathe, just chill.
Are you able to share? Like, have you had any insight as to why?
I don't yet. I'm learning like tools on how to deal with it. And I'm practicing, letting somebody experience what they are experiencing without me shutting down and being present with them in the moment. So I don't have to like match their energy, but I can stay present.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah. So I've been practicing that.
And I feel like with, you tell me, but like with Rosie, a kid, big emotions.
Yeah, yeah.
You get to practice that all the time.
Yeah, right? And she has got big emotions for sure, and they're just going to get bigger and bigger. So it is good practice. What's interesting, though, is she is like the one person that I have like all the like room for.
Aww.
And I'm just like, yeah, girl, I know it's frustrating. I know, and I can just like get down and dirty with her, just be like, I know, it's frustrating. You don't want to eat that banana right now, and that's frustrating.
You're such a good mom.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm trying. I'm learning.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Either. I'm like 17 months in now, so.
That's wild.
Professional.
Professional.
I'm so happy you're here.
I am so happy to be here.
This, okay, Listen,
I'm trying to be chill,
everybody.
About it.
You're stupid.
I'm like Rosie when she thought I was grandpa. I'm like,
okay, Amber came in and Rosie was so excited she thought grandpa was coming over and she goes running and then as soon as she sees Amber, she goes.
I thought she was just happy. I thought she'd seen my TikToks. I'm like, yo, she's so happy I'm here.
Biggest fan.
Hey. And then you were like, she's pretty mad at you right now. I almost turned into a grandpa just to please her.
Can you exit and try again? Can you
take it from one?
Yeah. I'm really happy you're here. I like you.
I like you too.
You are a new friend to my life. In a season of my life where I'm like, no new friends, please. Not because I'm like, no, I don't want to make friends. I love making friends. I don't have room. I don't have time. I don't have capacity. I have some really amazing friends in my life that I'm working on being present in their life. I'm trying. You know what I mean? So when I say like, no new friends, I'm like, I would love all the friends in the world, but it's hard to be a good friend back, right? Yeah. But you are somebody that when I first saw her, she was opening for Fortune Feimster at the Ryman. And I remember Fortune had two openers. It was you and what's his name?
Mike.
Also very funny. Mm-hmm. But you came out and you were magnetic. And your whole vibe, I was like, yes, who is this, right? And then I met you backstage, and I was like, this girl she's got something very special that's not just, like, performer. You weren't giving, like, you're a good performer. You're a funny joke, right? You were giving that as well as, I like this person. I'm drawn to this person, right? Then I think I maybe saw you at Zany's afterwards, and I was just like, I like this person. And how did I first reach out to you or connect with you? Was it social media? What, something? But I was like, I have a set tonight. Do you want to come with me? Mm-hmm. Is that what it was?
I think we, like when we met at Zany's, maybe we exchanged numbers then.
Okay.
And then.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was there. I was the witness.
Okay. Okay.
We were, you know, filming a special thing that hasn't come out for anything. And remember the food thing?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And you were kind of like the host, I think, for that night, Amber. Yeah. And then, because that's when I met you. Mm-hmm. And then I know that's when you guys fully exchanged. Because then I also got your phone number that night.
And then I remember I've pitched you for shows before.
So grateful.
And anytime there's like opportunity, like, okay, and then we'll have a showcase where it's like different comics on the panel, I'm always throwing your name in the hat. I'm like, this girl, she's so talented, she's so funny. And then I wanted you to open for me as well, but then we also had a very honest conversation about how our brands are just different, like, yes. And I honor and respect your brand,
yes.
So it just wouldn't work,
and I loved that.
Me too.
So real, so professional.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah,
love you, but that ain't a match.
It probably wouldn't work. Like, and just so great. And then I was like, I want to be friends with you. And I'm like, I have a set tonight. Do you want to come? And then you're like, well, I have a set tonight. And I was like, cool. Well, I'm going to come to your set and then get in the car and come with me to my set. And then I get to your set and then I start pulling seniority cards over here. And I'm like, wait, she's at the end of the lineup. Could you put her at the top? Because I want her to come with me to my show.
They were so excited that you were there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then they let me do a set, too.
It was like Beyonce walked into the room and they're like, hey, I'm switching things up right now. And they're like, yeah, whatever. That's fine. Do whatever you need.
Oh, they're like, do you want to go up? I was like, yeah, sure, but I mean, I don't need to go up. I'm mainly here to see, can Amber go up sooner? Because I would like her to come with me to my I'm trying to be friends. We're trying to start a friendship.
You're just Amber's manager now. You're like, actually,
this is pivotal to our friendship, beginning or ending, right here in this moment. Whether you say yes or no determines if we're gonna be friends or not. So
no pressure.
Yeah.
It was so fun. Yeah. That night was so fun. Mm-hmm. We had great conversations in the car. Yeah. I loved like going to a mic with you. I don't, you know, going to mic.
It's not great.
Yeah. Sorry, I was disassociating. But going with like friends or people you like, it just changes the whole vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we, that was like our first time really like hanging out, like one on one. And we had great car conversation and I loved it. And all of that to say, I'm so excited to have you on this podcast. And we talk about gratitude on our podcast. You also have a comedy and mental health podcast.
Yeah.
And I just think it's so great that we align in those ways where we're like, yeah, we're funny, but we're also like deep human beings.
Yes.
That love to get vulnerable and talk about our stuff.
Yes. I was like ashamed is such a like intense word. I had shame around like doing a podcast like that at first.
Huh.
Because I feel like comedian is such a big part of my personality that it's like, you're not doing something funny.
Yeah.
Then I was like, ugh. Uh-huh. But now like it feels good.
Yeah. 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 That's good. I'm so glad you've come to that because it is, I think it's important too for other comics seeing because there is the stigma, but also the truth about comics. We perform from like a dark place. Like there's so many comics that have just, they're in a dark place. And I think your podcast is helping people and comics can see like, no, you're hilarious. You're still a great performer, but you're also receiving healing and doing the work on yourself to get your healing. And that doesn't change your comedy. Like you're still funny and all of that. So 100%. It's super, super important. I love what you're doing with your podcast. And here we do our gratitudes and our mattitudes.
I love.
And it's like the idea of gratitude, just elevating your vibration, just switching your perspective. And I remember I did this video one time on social media years ago. And I was talking about changing your perspective. And I was holding the camera down here talking. And you can see all my chins. Like, it was, like, all four of my chins were, like, in full effect. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got all these double chins, woo, 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 this and that. And I was like, or I could just change my perspective. And then I just lifted the camera up. And I was like, look, she snatched, woo, woo. You know what I mean? And I'm like, the power of changing your perspective. And that's, like, what gratitude does. It helps change your perspective on whatever you're thinking about, struggling with, whatever. And sometimes it's just a good practice of changing your mood. Maybe you don't even know exactly what you're stressed about. Then you're just like, you know what? Let's just practice some gratitude. Let's just put some good vibes out there. Let's just do that. And so we do that.
Like every day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day, throughout the day. I don't have like every morning I say five things. I don't have anything like that. But it's throughout my day. I'm saying something that I'm grateful for.
Every time you brush your teeth.
Every time I brush my teeth, thank you so much for this minty feeling. at night with Rosie, when I'm putting her down, I practice gratitude with her in just saying, like, we had such a beautiful day today. We did this. We did that. We're so grateful. And, you know, like things like that. But we also do mattitudes. Our one mattitude.
Mm, just one? Mm.
Yeah, you can say as many as you want. But we like to leave room for gratitude. Okay. But you can say as many as you want. Mal Hall, he had quite a few mattitudes. And
he was
that's
upset.
He operates from that place, and he's real good at that. But, yeah, we do our mattitude, which is what is the one thing that's making you mad these days? That pisses you off, puts you in a bad mood, gives you bad attitude, or as we like to call it, your mattitude.
Okay.
What is it?
Okay, I've got two.
Okay.
Okay. It's like hard to talk about because I'm like, I want to be happy. I don't, it gets me fired up when people, I call them slow turners, mouth openers.
Okay.
People who slow turn into a, like, you got your blinker on, like, go.
Yeah.
And it's always you pass them and their mouth is fully open.
I've never noticed that.
Dude, now it's all you'll see.
I'm going to look.
They slow turn and their mouth is agape. I'm like, if you could just close your mouth. Make the turn.
Yeah.
Just go. Because now I'm slowing down. We've got this whole situation going.
I see it now. Like, their mouth is open, mm-hmm. so it's taking in air and slowing down the process like a parachute. That's what it is.
It's science. yeah. Yeah, exactly. Basic science. I just, mm-hmm. when I see someone hit that turn, that gets me, like, I feel that in my sacral.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, oh, look at this. We're going. You've gone. Now I go. It's just the slow turning. It bothers me. Yeah. I honestly, well, no. I think that maybe at a certain age, we should all retake our driver's test.
Oh, that's interesting. Don't we have to? Isn't that a thing? At a certain age, don't you have to?
Your driver's license expires, but you never have to take the test again. Oh. Like, you may have to do the visual test, which I fail every time.
Cool.
But cool. You're supposed to see the exit signs? Weird.
I just like to feel it.
I'm just like, I think this is where I'm supposed to go. But I don't think they make you retake the test unless you move. When I moved from Texas to California, I had to take the written exam, but not the driving. Because there's different rules per state, turns out.
Which is
dumb, but
you
whatever.
You know what I've noticed here about Nashville driver? Wait, where are you from?
Outside of Nashville.
Okay, so this is your place.
My home.
Okay. Yeah. Something that I noticed when I moved here was if there's, like, traffic building up, people in California leave space at the streets for cars that need to cut across. You know what I mean? Here, they just block it.
Wow.
They just line up their traffic. And I'm like, I could be going across this street right now.
Right.
If you would have just left me some space. They won't be leaving no type of space here.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because because Nashville's a city, but something that bothers me about, like, Southern driving is they're like a four-way stop. People be like, you go. And you're like, no, you stopped first, you go. And they're like, nah, you go. And then you both go, and now you're both mad.
And then you're like,
just put it in park, turn it off. Yeah. We're staying here.
What the kindness immediately turns to hatred.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
That's a good one.
You're like aggressively being nice, like, no. You go.
Please. Yeah. And my other thing is when people, I'm trying to think of which one I want to say because they both equally upset me. I don't like people who disguise their meanness as funny when they're like, I'm just a jerk.
Uh-huh.
When people say I'm just a jerk, I'm like, no, you're just a jerk.
Yeah.
Like, you're not funny.
Yeah.
I do this for a living. You're bad at it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously they're not feeling themselves. So they, like, are mean to people and they're like,
I'm just a jerk. And they wear it like a badge.
Yes.
Like a badge of honor. Like, I'm just a jerk. This is who I am. People like this about me.
Right.
No, people put up with it.
Yes. Facts.
Yeah.
Facts. And those are the same people that can't, like, take a compliment, too. You know?
Oh, yeah. It'll kind of follow up with a joke or a deflect.
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that bothers me, too. I think, not that I'm perfect by any means, but I'm really close.
Percentage-wise, high up there.
you notice. Okay. No, but, like, once you start doing your own healing, you notice a lot of people who aren't helping themselves, and it's really hard to, like, I've had to check myself on, like, commenting on it. Like, I've got some friends that just beat the crap out of themselves, and I'm just like, I'm just gotta let that happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Is your commenting on it and choosing not to anymore, is that something that you're part of you working on you? Like, I can't fix them. I can't do that. Is that what that is?
Yes. And I just did it for the first time, like, 2 days ago. My friend who always is mean to herself. Usually I'm like, girl, listen to what you're saying. But I just let it happen. And it felt kind of nice. I'm like, I can't fix her, dude.
Yeah.
And
wow.
And I could tell that she was kind of grateful, too. Because when I do say, girl, listen to yourself, she gets annoyed. You know, so, like, there's nothing I can do that's going to change that.
Yeah.
And I thought that I could. So now I'm just like, man, either she figures it out or she doesn't. That's not on me.
It's not on you, but here's what is going to be on you.
Please tell me.
Do you think sometimes that that's them like seeking attention, and this is how they've been receiving the attention, so they don't know what else to do, and so that's why you have to like cut it off almost?
Maybe subconsciously.
Maybe.
Because it's not even, in this particular case, she's not even talking to me. Like, we had cameras, and she was like, God, I look so fat and ugly. And then was just like, like, just said it, and then was like, all right, what's next?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you don't hear what
you
just said?
So that's just her inner monologue coming out, and
it's just, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like, that particular situation doesn't seem like a cry for attention, but that definitely just feels like this is how I operate type thinking.
Breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm. So what I was going to say was, you don't have to fix them. That's not on you. But what I feel like, once we take our hands off of those type of situations, certain things may start to drain us. And then you end up having to draw boundaries with people that you didn't have to before. Like before, like let's say it was this particular person, and you're like always being like, hey, don't talk about yourself like that. Don't talk about it. And then you're like, you know, I'm not going to tell her that. But then she keeps being negative and negative and negative. Then you're going to be like, oh, this doesn't feel good. I can't fix you. But also, I don't want to be in the presence of the negative. So now I got to put up this little boundary here. And that's difficult.
Facts. I have lost relationships over that. Mm-hmm. And it's for the best, you know.
Yeah,
because you got to take care of yourself. But there's that feeling of like, am I doing the right thing?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you have to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
If more people took care of themselves, the world would be a chiller place.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If we all like,
yeah.
So, yeah, it's tough.
I don't think everybody has the capacity to do the work. And there's like some people, I feel, okay, let me rephrase. People can do the work. I think that there's certain individuals who don't have the capacity of doing the work enough to the point of changing their life. And I think, like, I think about my dad, right? I love my dad. My dad's great. I don't think my dad is going to change anything about who he is. He just is who he is. And in the way he processes information or his emotions, like there's certain things where I want to like have deep talks with him, and it's hard to like get him to like be vulnerable and have deep talks. Mm. And I remember I tricked him one time into having a deep talk with me.
How did you do that?
I said, it was Father's Day.
Nice. Get
and I said, holiday. Happy Father's Day. And he said, oh, thank you, baby, blah, whatever. And I was like, Dad, if there was a new dad sitting in front of you right now,
ooh,
what would you tell him is one thing that you did right and one thing that you did wrong as a dad?
Ooh. That is great.
Yeah.
Did you come up with that on the spot?
Yeah.
Improv queen.
Listen, I'm trying to connect with my dad in any way I can. I'm like, I'm gonna trick you into opening up to me.
I love that.
And I actually was able to learn stuff that I didn't know. And it like sparked a bit of conversation afterwards in talking about like he wished he was more present in our lives instead of letting like his combative relationship with my mom hold him back. Like, well, I'm not going to go to their cheerleading things because my mom's the one that put us in that, or I'm not going to do this because she's the one who's whatever, that he wishes he would have like showed up more and been more present in those things. And then I think the thing that he mentioned that he did right was like all of our camping trips that we would go on and stuff like that. And we talked about how those camping trips were out of necessity, because when my parents got divorced, my dad would just rent a room wherever he lived. So he rented a room at my aunt's house, and then he rented a room at his friend's house. And So it's not like he could take his four kids to this person's house.
Wow.
When he's just renting a room there. So then we would go to like the Motel 6 for his weekend, or there was a different motel called the Oasis Motel on East Side San Jose. And we would go to that motel sometimes on my dad's weekends, and we would go camping a lot. And he was like, we would go camping out of necessity because I needed a place to take you guys. And he had his tents. So we would go camping with the tent, and he would just grab stuff to like at the grocery store to make sandwiches.
Wow.
And like bacon and eggs for breakfast. And we would go camping all the time with my dad. And we just thought we're going camping with dad. But he was like, no, I it was like survival. This is what I could afford to do with you guys.
When he said that, were you just realizing it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How wild.
Puts so much into perspective too. And and helps me empathize with him. Because, like, growing up, of course, I'm very, like, team mom. And, like, you know, you were this way to my mom. You were this way to us. So, like, my mom, you know, she raised us all by herself and blah, 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 blah. And then, like, hearing some of his perspective doesn't take away his actions of who he was back then. But it does help me see him as a man who was hurting during that time, you know.
Yes.
And was like, wow. I didn't see it from your perspective ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's. I feel like it's an endless rediscovering that your parents are humans is like endless.
Yeah.
Forever.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It
yeah.
never stops.
That Manny, I remember Manny told me this one time and it like blew my mind, and it's so just simple. And then now I'm like, I can't help but always see them like this. He's like, our parents are just little boys and little girls who got bigger.
No,
like
that's so real. That's so real. There's a Louise Hay. She's a motivational speaker.
Love Louise Hay.
She does a meditation where she like has you imagine your mom and dad as a little boy and girl, and have some you put them in your heart.
Oh, send it to me
immediately. It's a nighttime one too, so it's like you going to bed, which is wild. Where she's like, you're laying down now, your mom's a little girl. You're like,
yeah.
Whoa.
I've done other meditations similar to that. Ball.
Oh.
Balling. yeah. Please send me that.
Okay.
It's so helpful to like humanize your parents. And, you know, they're just little kids who got big. They're still that little kid inside, you know.
Do you give yourself a lot of grace with parenting, knowing that like it can't be perfect?
I hope that I will do that. I feel like, I'm loving all the moments right now, and I haven't had too many moments where I go, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Nice.
You know what I mean? But I'm sure the day will come, and I hope I will have grace for myself in those moments. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
I can only watch so many Instagram accounts on parenting before I'm like, I can't remember all of this.
Yeah.
Amber.
Yes, my friend.
What is what's something that you are grateful for, whether it's something that happened yesterday or something from your childhood that may have shaped who you are, or something that you think about every morning and you say, I'm grateful for this? Like, what is something that you're grateful for?
Oh, man, I have so many.
Let's do it.
One of my favorites is that I, especially recently, am like, I have my inner circle that I choose.
Yeah.
And I've had to let a lot of, like, I've had a lot of experiences of letting people leave that inner circle.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just so proud of myself for making it a point to be like, I don't have to have everybody in my circle.
Wow.
And you can be on the outskirts.
Yeah.
You know, but like, trusting myself. I'm yeah, that's it. Oh, shit. That makes me want to dance.
Okay. There it is. She hit it. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Trusting myself and getting better at trusting myself and making decisions about people, where I want to be, who I want to be talking to. It's like, I feel like my inner child and all parts of me have been waiting for me to trust myself more.
Ooh.
And it's so nice. I just repeat that to myself a lot. because it's something I'm working on.
You repeat, trust yourself, or like what
I
is
trust
your...
you.
Ah, ooh, I like
it
like that too.
A decision.
I like that. The I trust you as opposed to trust yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling my right.
Oh, I felt it. You sent it this way. You sent it this way, and I felt it.
Yeah.
You did. They're doing the wave, you guys. That's what's
our
happening.
Inner children are holding hands.
It's so real, though. Talking to yourself. Come on.
Love talking to myself.
Come on. Parts work. Where you're like, what part of me is feeling this way, or is like,
teach me. Teach me your tools.
Yeah. Did you say parts work?
Yeah.
Like,
tell us that. Tell
like
us what
like
does that mean?
What is that?
Yeah. So it's like when you're being activated or you feel a type of way, you have emotions coming up and they're very big or small, whatever. You're like, what part of me is being activated right now? What part of me is feeling this right now? And it, I feel like pretty instantly it'll come up like, oh, it's 7-year-old me. It's 14-year-old me. Like, that's who's being triggered right now, or like needs to speak. And then you're like, okay, 14-year-old me, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know? And a lot of times your teenage self is like mad.
Yeah.
You know? But you get to like zero in.
Oh, yes. Uh huh.
And it just like gets to the meat of it.
Yeah.
You know?
That is so interesting. Because at first when you're like, okay, what parts of me? And I'm thinking like, okay, I feel it in like my shoulder and my neck. And I'm like,
that's part of it too.
Yeah. And that's what Louise Hay talks about as well, is like, you know, body parts and like, what does this mean? Like emotionally and all of that. But like asking yourself what that is. And then of course it can like take you back to, you know, I should really start practicing this. That's really good. Like if my husband says something and I'm triggered, and I'm like, okay, but why? Like, what is that? I always attribute everything to my relationship with my dad growing up. I always just blame everything on my relationship with my dad. Mm-hmm. But, like, what specifically? Is it that one time when I was 12 that he embarrassed me in front of my friends? And this is, it's, you're, what you just said is speaking to that embarrassed 12-year-old girl right now. And, like, that kind of a... addressing.
Yes.
That's
and
powerful.
Then you can be, that's part of the trusting yourself, because you can tell that 12-year-old self, you come to me for reassurance.
Uh-huh.
You come to me for love. You come to me for safety.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're safe with me. I'm going to ask you what's up. Like, you don't have to search for it outside or be scared. Yeah. Like, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
And I also think something that I'm trying to practice more is like a pause, asking for pause. Like if you get upset with your partner,
uh-huh.
you don't have to figure it out right then who's being triggered. Be like, can I have a moment?
Uh-huh.
I need time.
Yeah.
And then we can recircle back to this conversation.
See, the problem is I don't recircle back. And Manny loves to bring that up, that I use my therapy tools, but then I don't like follow through. And I'd be like, time out. Mm-mm. I need a moment.
About 6 months.
I don't come back ever. And I just like wait for him to forget about it.
How's that working?
Not.
Okay. Dang, he always remembers.
Great memory. Full on just. Here we go. Are you ready to talk about that thing from 2012?
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
How do you learn your tools? Or do you have a therapist? Have you had a bunch of different therapists? Do you just read books? Are you teaching yourself? Like, how do you learn your tools?
I have had a lot of therapists, and they've all taught me great things. But this one I currently have is really challenging. And it's not talk therapy where I say something. She's like, that sounds hard.
Yeah.
It's that sounds hard. Here's where it's connected maybe from your past.
Uh-huh.
How do we experience these things different? Because you're going to have a fight with your partner.
Yeah.
You're going to be stressed. You're going to be anxious. These parts in their experience never go away.
Yeah.
But how do we have a tool to experience the triggering differently, to where you're not like, you feel unsafe. You're like, I know what this is.
So good.
I know how to get through it. So really it's been her and her tools. And then like Louise Hay, meditation, just like.
Who introduced you to Louise?
introduced me to Lee's? That's a great question. I can't remember. I remember finding it on YouTube, but I don't know if a friend sent it to me or if I just was looking for some motivational speak. No, that's not true. A friend gave me her book. My friend Suze gave me her
book.
Thank you, Suze. You changed my life.
Aw, bless.
Yes, still to this day. Yeah, I read one of her books and was like, ooh, this girl is awesome.
Yeah.
Just like full of love for herself.
Yeah, that's great.
So nice.
I would love your therapist information. Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh.
But I there's
people love her.
I think I would love that too. I remember one time I've had a bunch of different therapists over the years, and there was one therapist that I had that was amazing. I loved her. She was so great. But I felt like towards the end of our relationship, it became just like girlfriends gabbing. You know what I mean?
That'll happen.
And I'm like, okay, this is like, I already have girlfriends I can gab with, and this feels like that. And so I kind of had to like move on from there.
Yes.
And then you try different therapists and you're like, okay, I vibe with this one. Okay, great. And I was seeing one therapist for a while who I really enjoyed, but she got so expensive that on principle, I was like, I can't. I can afford this. I can afford this. I choose not to.
And I love that.
This is...
Trust yourself.
Listen, I don't approve of this inflation, and I'm going to find somebody else.
That's difficult.
But I remember asking... and that one particular therapist was a referral from a friend. And then I talked to a different friend who loved her therapist. And I was like, can I have their info? And she's like, well, it's a conflict of interest, so I can't. But I can give you somebody else's. Mm, okay. And I was like, oh, I never thought of it that way. But I guess. And but here's the thing. I was like, we're not even like besties. It's not like we're going to be talking about each other in our sessions. Like, I can understand if it was like me and my sister seeing the same therapist or whatever, like maybe there's a conflict of interest, but also maybe that's going to be even super helpful because she has the insight on all of our trauma.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So who knows? But anyways, yeah.
That. Some people are, they're like, don't take her from me.
Yeah.
What if you need Mondays and I have Mondays?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Can't do it.
Well, that's not how I feel. I would love to give you this whole, like my co-host is she.
Is that your therapist?
She's not my therapist, but I go to one of her therapists in her practice.
Great, great, great.
And she has tons.
Yeah, that would feel weird.
We couldn't do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would be... You start talking on podcasts and she starts talking. She's like, oh, wait, this was from our session. I should leave this out. I should leave this part out. This... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so your co-host on your podcast, she is a therapist.
She's a trauma therapist. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And I wanted that. I was like, I need to get comedians... to therapy.
Yeah.
How do I do that? Oh, everybody wants to be on a podcast.
You are so good.
A little sneaky.
You are a sneakily. Just look, I'm sneaking, getting info from my dad. You're sneaking, getting info from all these comics.
Sneaky healing. Yeah. So I just Googled trauma therapy of Nashville and her business popped up. And I called her like, you want to be on my podcast?
No way.
She's like, I'd love to be a guest. I'm like, no.
No.
Forever.
Forever.
You're like, I need you to commit.
Yeah.
Mm. I just got this beautiful picture when you just said sneaky healing right now. And it's kind of funny, but it's kind of like special.
Aww.
It was like you and your therapist at your podcast table and your comedian guest talking to the therapist. Mm-hmm. And then you behind them sewing up their wound together.
Angela, that's so nice.
That's really special.
It really is. And that honestly is what it feels like. At the end, when people are like, do you mind if I get like the number to your practice? I'm like, oh, like seeing the people I care about themselves.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, it's a really good feeling.
That's so cool.
Yeah, truly.
I love that for you.
Because you can be happy and funny.
Yeah.
Even more so, honestly. If you work through it, it's gonna be so much funnier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, your perspective, everything, like things shift. Mm-hmm. It's like a breath of fresh air.
Truly. Truly it is.
What else are you grateful for?
Oh my God. You know what I love?
What?
is a good coffee.
Preach, speak on it.
Come on. And I love the people that know that how I feel about coffee, and they're like, we got to get you to a place that has good coffee. Because sometimes being a coffee snob, you have to you have to hide that a little bit.
People
are like, you just want to go to like Hardee's and grab a, I'm like, yeah, that'll be fine.
How dare you?
I didn't.
No. Not Hardee's.
A coffee that comes with my meal? Disgusting. Get out of here.
Please.
Where I had choice of coffee or juice? Get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to bomb. Bomb.com. Bomb.com.
No.
If you type in bomb.com, it's what Angela just said about coffee and juice. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What I like to do, it's my favorite thing. When I travel or here in Nashville, I'll look up Cortado near me. Because a if a place has a cortado,
yeah, it's special.
They're a good place. I want the baristas to be mean to me.
Oh,
because they don't. Yeah. They know I'm going to come back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If the coffee's good, they're like, "What do you want?" And I'm like, "Oh my god,
that is so funny that they're so confident in their coffee that they're going to be like, "What?
We don't." There's people behind. You can come or go, lady. We don't care. But a good cortado that's made right in the right cup.
Yep.
Nothing beats it. And if you haven't had a cortado, it's like a mini little latte, and it hits, dude.
It's like a mini latte, but like there's not a lot of milk. It's just
what's in it?
Espresso and milk. But it's like this big. Mm-hmm. It's like that much.
Because latte is like 80% milk.
Yeah, yeah. And then here before I knew about cortados, I switched from latte to cappuccinos just because it was less milk and more foam. But if you go to a certain place that you know they don't be doing the foam, it just becomes a less milk. It becomes a cortado, basically. And I'm like, yeah, this is what I want. Because it's like a cappuccino and latte is like one has hella milk and one does not. It has hella foam.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And so underneath all that foam is a cortado. It's basically like a little bit of milk, espresso.
You have changed my life.
You know what I mean? You this is not like, this is just what I've discovered. So there could be some barista watching right now going, actually, the ratio.
And we love them for that.
Yeah.
Never change.
Never change. Be who you are. I'm just saying in ordering terms, if you find yourself at one of those places where all they have is latte and cappuccino, get the cappuccino.
Thank you for that. Because I will walk out.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, someone's calling me. And they're like, don't leave. The worst is when... And I've learned not to do this, but they don't have a cortado, or you can tell they can't make one or whatever. And I'll be like, do you know what a cortado is? And she's like, no, but I'd love to try. And I'm like, I'm not your guinea pig.
No.
This is turning into a matitude.
I also trust a place where you go in and they go, and we have real macchiatos, not Starbucks macchiatos.
Like, what's a macchiato then? What is it?
I don't know. But I know that according to the real baristas, Starbucks is a fake one and they do the real one.
Nice. Yeah.
Which I think is just like, also it's like smaller. Like you get the small, whereas Starbucks is like, Trente, did you say? And so like any place that's like, now we do the real macchiato. I'm like, okay, I'm with you. I'm on your side.
So when we travel, we always look for amazing coffee. Like everywhere we go, we look for a vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, we want it to be a vibe so we can go sit. We can be creative and work and talk about the set last night. And then, like, what worked, what didn't. Maybe try this. Like, if you're having amazing coffee and you're in a vibe, love that.
Love.
But I will say, as much as Starbucks is burnt coffee, sometimes Starbucks hit when it hits. You know what I mean? Sometimes I want their stupid seasonal thing and I'm like, I just want an apple crisp. What's the thing we get?
Apple crisp macchiato.
It's a macchiato. I thought it was like an upside down shaken espresso. No.
You're right, because we get the ice version if it's hot. Yeah, but we do that. It's like an apple crisp shaken espresso.
Something
ice shaken espresso.
And they do 80 pumps of whatever, and I'm like, can you just give me one pump? Like, just give me like the LaCroix of drinks. Like, just let it smell like it. I don't actually want to taste it. Just let it smell like it. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm like, and I'll take her extra pumps.
Yeah. So sometimes Starbucks do be hitting. Okay.
It's like McDonald's.
It's because it's consistent. It's like sometimes you're just like, I want to know that I'm going to like this.
Yeah. That's true. That comfort feeling. Okay.
The comfort. I want to know, Amber, then what is your, what's the best coffee in Nashville?
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. I would love to tell you that. It is Crema. coffee.
Oh, we were just talking about that. Yeah.
If you go to the, all locations are great, but if you go to the Brentwood location,
it's magical.
It is so good. They have amazing burritos, breakfast burrito.
Okay.
And you get a little, here's what I love to get though. Here's what I
get
love.
It, get it, get it, give it.
Right now. Right now. You can get a, get a hot, dirty chai.
Love.
With pumpkin in it.
Interesting.
It's like you were saying, it's a little flavor of pumpkin, like the lightest little, but mostly you taste coffee.
Okay.
That drink will make you, it would bring countries together, honestly.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. I'm going right now.
Bye.
You're like, stop the recording.
Episode
done. Stop the recording. We have to go.
Thank you for your time.
Honestly, yeah, that would make sense to me because it's the best.
Okay, I have a question.
Please.
Okay.
I maintain that the first sip of coffee has the Holy Spirit in it. Every other sip after that, not the same. It's good, but it's not the first sip. The first sip has a spirit of the Lord.
Yeah.
That just goes, ho! Yeah. And then you go for that second sip because it's addictive. Like, you want that feeling and you're like, oh my gosh. There's been times where I've taken a, this is not even joking, this is real life. I've taken a sip of coffee, that first sip, and I feel hopeful. I feel like dreaming. I feel like, what do I want to create? What do I want to be? Oh my gosh, I could be anything in the world. I'm going to write this. I'm going to blah, 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 blah. And then I take that second sip. I'm like, oh man.
And see, and this is why you should never do cocaine. I think. Because.
After what happened, you'll have a similar
experience. Yeah, listen. Yeah, but I feel like that first sip of coffee is like, whoa.
Especially when it's just a good black cup of coffee.
Okay. Like a pour over. Like a nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's I especially feel that with that. I don't know. I milk a cortado though. I can drink a cortado, one cortado throughout a few hours.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
A little sippy sip. Yeah. I'm notorious for not finishing my coffee. Notorious.
What?
I've never seen you finish a coffee ever.
No.
Do you leave it and come back to it later?
Sometimes.
I like to do that.
Sometimes I do, and then I'll switch it from it was hot, and now I put it over ice, and then I'm iced coffee. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do that. But even then, I will just take like a couple more sips of it and be done with it. Like, I don't know. I drink it until I'm like to a place where I'm like, I feel good. I'm done.
So you won't have multiple throughout the day?
Not really. Well, like maybe if we in the morning and then we land somewhere and I have a show and maybe I'm like, oh, I need a little boost.
Right.
But usually it's just like a one and done.
How do you feel about people who are like, I don't need coffee or tea?
I feel sad for them.
You're not addicted to anything?
I just find them annoying. I'm like, what, you think you're better than us?
Yeah.
No, my husband, he doesn't drink coffee or tea.
Ugh.
He drinks water and like BCAAs and like...
What?
Like workout stuff.
What?
He doesn't drink coffee or tea.
That's wild. I'm so sad for him. It is because it's a moment.
And
it's
I used to tell him, can you just sit and have like... Just like sitting and have coffee with someone is like such a like... Ritual, like morning time routine type thing. And I remember one time I would say, just put some water in a cup and like sit with me here just to like have a moment.
Get some hot water and lemon.
And what's funny is it wasn't the same because I knew he wasn't drinking coffee. I was like, this is dumb.
Feel like I'm having tea time with Rosie right now.
Yeah, this is fake. Are you WWE? Get out of here.
Because you don't slurp the same with water.
No. You don't chug from a mug. What is this?
Chug from a mug. I want you to say that more. I don't know how we can get you to say that more, but it needs to be something. Can you do a second podcast? Chug from a mug.
So
chug
good.
From a mug. Yeah, you got to do something with that. When inspiration strikes.
Copyright. Copyright. Nobody steal it. Copyright.
Oh,
My goodness.
That's a good one.
You know when you feel something, I said this earlier, but in your sacral.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, ying, ying, ying. That's what that chug from a mug did for me. Yeah, I like it a lot.
We'll have merch out next week with
please,
it.
Please, I'm first to buy, dude. First yeah. to buy.
Done. It's. I'm already trying to visualize it right now, what it looks like. Do you have siblings?
I do have a sister.
Tell me, older, younger?
She's 1 year older.
Uh-huh. Do you have a relationship with her?
We do. Yeah, we have a good relationship now. Definitely as we got older, we got closer.
Okay.
And she has a son, so I like love being an aunt so much.
Yeah.
He's funny. Love. Thank God.
Takes after his aunt. Is your sister funny?
She is.
Okay. So you guys are like a funny family.
Yes, 100%. Same. She's like us sarcastic, too. Funny.
Yeah.
It's interesting because like I do it for a living, but my family is so funny that I'll be like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
You could really do this. Yeah.
Do you want to come with me in my open mic?
You can do this, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're different. She and I are different, but we do have a good relationship. We're able to communicate, which I just great. Recently found out. Like, we had a tiff,
okay.
and she met me mm-hmm. in communication, and I was mm-hmm. like, there's no better feeling when yeah. close people to you are able to communicate.
Yeah, wait, are you in therapy? Are you also?
Wait. Wait. It's like stopping at a four-way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It feels really good.
Have an older sister. I have an older sister. I have brothers. My family is also very funny, and I always say I'm not even the funniest one in my family. I just do it for a living. It's
that is so cool.
Yeah, I think my brother Kenny is probably the quickest witted one. Like I wish.
Does it
I
shock
had
you
his...
sometimes? Where you're like, how did you do that?
I wish I could like have some of that like quickness. Like right. I can come up with funny things every now and then, but like he's like. On it, whatever. And I wish I had more of that.
I love that. That's my fiance Alex is quick like that. Mm. And I'm like, oh.
You don't even use it for a living. Give it to me.
Yeah. I'm like Ursula. Yeah, yeah. And he's like silly witty too.
Uh-huh.
You know, silly witty. Silly witty. Nah.
No. Nope.
Doesn't
we
hit
tried.
Like, chug from a mug.
Not chug from a mug material, sorry.
See, you can feel it. You know that yeah. chug a mug is good.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. There's a moment, though, like recently, we're getting married, right? And his mom was like, what color is your mom's dress? And I said, blue. And she was like, I'll have to find a way to compliment her dress. And Alex, I know. And Alex goes, you could just say, uh-huh. nice dress.
Alex. Coming through with the dad jokes.
I know. I know. And it crushed, dude. People yeah. were dying. And I'm like, oh. Yeah.
That's when are you getting married?
Next year.
When?
In, I think, September or October. We decided
ooh,
we're
fall
gonna,
wedding. Love.
Yes.
Pretty.
We're going to mm-hmm. elope.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay. Do it. Get
so
it.
So excited about that.
I was going to say.
You know what? I didn't hear what you said.
Elope.
Elope.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whenever you do, what I've learned about the fall here is like there's a fine line. If you schedule your wedding date after all the leaves are mm-hmm. gone, now you just have skeleton trees in your background.
you gotta get it
when the colors are beautiful and perfect before they all fall and hit the ground and get blown mm-hmm. away.
Well, we're
by
gonna do it in California.
Oh, you are.
Oh,
we're gonna do it in the Redwood Forest.
Oh, yes.
You know? Yeah. And then there's
just the two of you. Are you having
just
any?
Because oh, okay. people keep saying, like, oh, well, I guess I can come. And I'm like, no, it's turning into a wedding again.
Yeah.
Now it's
yeah.
a destination mm-hmm. wedding.
But okay, so is it just, is there going to be a witness or is it literally just the two of you? Like,
they
like
do packages where, like, it'll come with a photographer
okay.
who can be the witness.
Okay.
And then an officiant. So just us two. And then we're going to take 2 weeks and travel to. Our cities that we have family in, like Chicago, Jersey, and Nashville, okay. and have like a party.
Fun.
And that just feels
I love that.
Oh,
how'd you guys meet?
We worked at the same restaurant in college.
Okay, so you guys are like college sweethearts?
Yeah, we were both in college.
And
yeah.
You started dating back then all the way until today?
Yeah, like 10, 11 years.
Wozers! Mm-hmm. That's pretty Whoa. Cool.
Oh, it's the best. He's my best friend.
Did you not know if you wanted to get married? Like, why was it 10 years?
Yeah, it kind of switched back and forth. Like, okay. Being from the South, growing up, people are like, are you marrying him? Is this the one? Is this the one? Uh-huh. I'm like 12. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he grew up in the North.
Okay.
And that wasn't the vibe.
Yeah.
He's like, what about career and growing up? So, like, at first he didn't know. And okay. then I didn't know because trauma and yeah. figuring
well,
out.
Well, then if you don't know, then I don't know.
Forget it. I don't want to break up, but I am upset for 7 years.
I will make you think that I want to break up, but don't you dare break up with me because that's not what I really want.
Yes, yes, yes. And so I figured that out. Uh-huh. And then we just left a wedding and we looked at each other and we were like, it's time. We both were just like, oh, that's it.
Love.
And it felt so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it feels so good. Like,
that's yeah, great.
He's the best. I learn so much with him. I grow with him.
Yep.
And that's
powerful.
So key. You know?
Yeah. That is very key. I remember when Manny and I, we moved very quickly. Opposite of you guys, for sure. We met in August. We were engaged by Christmas Eve, and I got married in June. I didn't know him a full year before I married him.
Really?
Yeah. And we're on 13 years? 12, 13? I don't know. I got to do the math. But I remember early on, which isn't saying much because everything was early on because we moved so fast. There, I had a situation, and he helped me create a boundary where I didn't have a boundary and I was able to communicate something with this person and it went fine. And I was like,
I have chills.
Oh, whoa. Like I remember clocking that as he taught me that. Oh. That is something that I've learned from him. I grew. I just learned how to create a boundary. I just learned how whatever. And I had been in therapy before, but this particular person, I didn't realize a boundary was needed. You know what I mean? Sometimes you be in that like denial yes. phase and be like, no, this is just how we are. Mm-hmm. And then you have somebody with clear eyes going, oh, actually.
Yes.
This is actually kind of toxic.
And then he cared about you to be like, hey, let me share this information with you.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel like you've known each other in a past life? Do you believe in that?
I do believe. I think I believe in that.
Okay.
Like growing up Christian, you're like, no, there is no past life. It's not that. But I don't know, man. There's sometimes I believe everything is all connected to God, but it's so. This is such a bigger conversation. I was like, how do I wrap this soundbite up? It's such a powerful. Okay, I'll reserve for another conversation because I feel like it's. I don't want to like not give that powerful of a conversation what it deserves, but I will say I don't think I've known Manny in a past life. Ooh. I feel like we meet here and he is exactly what my trauma in childhood needs to heal in where like the Bible talks about like iron sharpens iron and stuff like that. But if you think about iron sharpening iron, that hurts. Mm. It's painful. It sparks. It comes with force, with
Yeah.
And I feel like he triggers me like no one else could because he's supposed to.
Yes.
Because he's part of my healing, you know? And that's hard.
Girl, 100% factual, the words you have spoken.
Gospel.
Yes.
Angela 3:22 through 27.
Yes. I relate. And so, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
100%. And how grateful to have that in a partner.
Yeah.
Safety and love, but also challenge and healing. So grateful.
I just had a moment right now when you're saying that. I love you too much to let you. I love you too much to leave you there. Mm. In that,
oh my God,
space.
Bro. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, I'm soaking that in and feeling the gratitude for that, because that is exactly what I experienced with Alex. And I know exactly what you're saying and how I feel about him.
Yeah.
That I love you too much to leave you there.
And that's mostly Manny to me, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Because he's doing great. He's doing great.
Sometimes I am like, are you an angel from the future? Why are you handling this so well?
How are you not responding with emotions? How are you? I mean, your voice is elevated and I hate it. Your voice is loud and your nostrils are flaring. So I feel like it's emotional, but you're speaking clearly and communicating actual thoughts.
But they're not perfect.
No.
And
I don't know.
100% if they were sitting in these chairs, they would be saying the same thing about how we do that for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just.
I just had a conversation with Manny this morning about, he said something like, I love you. And then it was one of those moments where I was like, why? Not like where I was being a jerk about it. Yeah. What if I was a squirrel? How would you love a squirrel?
It'll be the same.
It was one of those moments where I was like, what about me do you love? Mm-hmm. And I was like being genuine. And then he starts talking about like your heart. And I was like, what about it? Like, what about my heart? And then he just like starts going in detail about like my capacity to love people and include people in all this kind of stuff. And it was like a very sweet moment. And he went on for a while. And then afterwards I said, thank you for seeing me.
Thank you.
Thanks for seeing me.
Okay. I'm so glad that you have that relationship. That's really nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you have it too.
I do. I'm so grateful for it.
And you're about to have it in a contract form.
Yeah, it's exciting. We already have a domestic partnership. We got it done at like some DMV with iguanas and hot dogs in there.
What?
Yeah. So I'm excited for it to be a little more romantic.
That's cute. Yeah. You had very beautiful pictures that you posted recently of your engagement.
Thank you so much.
Love.
Everyone.
Was that at the Radnor?
Yes.
Beautiful.
So that's where you proposed to. It's like our favorite park. Yeah.
Were you surprised when he proposed?
Girl, no.
Okay, tell me. Like, you already knew and you're like, this, just get up. I already know.
I tried to not be like that because it's a special. I want him to be like, oh, she's. But the day before, he was like, tomorrow's going to be so special.
I will punch you, Alex, immediately as soon as I meet you. As soon as I meet you, you're getting a punch, a knuckle sandwich. You pick the eye, left or right. I'll let you pick, but you're getting a knuckle sandwich.
So sorry, babe. She means it. Run. And then he was just so excited. And then the day of, he wore shorts and the ring box was so visible. I'm like, he's like, you want to go to the park? I'm like, it's happening.
No.
So
it
definitely wasn't a surprise, but that's okay. I'm just happy to be with him.
Yeah.
You
know?
But he was like, let's film a video. He's pouring sweat. It's so hot outside.
Oh, no.
He's like, you want to film a video? I'm like, you don't like filming videos.
Bless him.
I know. It's got to be a lot to think about.
Yeah.
Especially for guys. I mean, for the majority, they're just, you know, they're bebopping around.
Yeah, just beep.
They're having a good time, you know?
Manny messed up and told me when he was going to propose, too. And then he changed it after he blew it.
Oh.
Because he was on tour at the time. He was on a tour bus. And we were on the phone. And he was like, yeah, I was just up early talking with the tour bus driver as, you know, we're driving into the next city. And I was like, oh, what were you guys talking about? He's like, oh, you know, like where we're from, what we have going on, you know, the holidays coming up, you know, I have this, I'm going to go here, and then I'm going to propose, and then blah, blah, blah.
To who?
Yeah.
Propose what?
Yeah. And I was like, wait, what? Like, he literally just listed it off, his to-do list.
What a sweetie.
Of things that he's going to do when he gets home.
Like, oh, so I'm just something to check off? Yeah. Interesting.
And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, he got quiet, and he's like,
dang it.
Man.
Oh. Forget that.
Yeah. Like, propose a plan to...
Yeah.
Go to the store.
And then when he bought the ring, he left the receipt on the table.
Girl. Good Lord.
I didn't notice it, but it was there. So he thought for sure I did notice it.
Oh, my
and
God.
So he was like, oh, well, great, I ruined that too. But I actually didn't notice it.
Okay, perf.
But, yeah.
I will say that Alex did it on, I mean, I always have my nails done, but he did it on a great set.
Yeah.
And that is, I mean... You couldn't ask for more.
Yeah. That's here's the thing. Anybody listening, if you know somebody who's going to get proposed to, please encourage them to get a manicure just for the photos. They're gonna hope that at least they don't have outgrown nail polish. You know what I mean?
Or like, they've picked off the gel.
That's what it is. Like, just give them a little bit of like, hey, let's go get a manicure. And it doesn't have to be, maybe they're the type of girl that doesn't like fancy dancy nails. She don't have to have fancy dancy nails. Just make sure that she don't have nail polish from 3 months ago that's still just holding on. You know what I mean? Like, if anything, be like, oh, here, I bought some nail polish remover. Want to take our nail polish off tonight? Like, give her a little something. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Please. All right. Do you have any more gratitudes that you would like to contribute to the airwaves?
Oh,
to...
let me just check because I wrote some down, so I want to make sure. Oh, love. Oh, love.
I love this video.
I'll just say these because I wrote them down. So
please,
why not?
Please.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful that I have a family that has always loved and accepted me for whatever I wanted to do and whoever I am, continuously growing. And they're like, sounds great. We love that for you.
Did you want to be a bunch of different things as you were growing up?
No, but I wanted to be a comedian.
Oh, okay.
Actress. But my mom was never like, what's your backup plan? It was always like, yeah, how do we get you there?
Oh, wow.
And that has been so
monumental
in, like, I mean, who I am today and how I operate.
Yeah.
I'm never like, what's the backup? Mm. It's like, no, I'm going to get this thing. Wow. How do we get it? You know?
And that's so cool.
So grateful. Grateful that I'm focused and intentional with my healing, which I feel like we've talked about.
Yep.
Butter on the biscuit of my life. And then I'm grateful that I'm funny.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Because there's some people who are just pretty.
Yeah.
And it's so sad. It's such a bummer. It's
bummer town.
Ugh. You like do
what
something.
What a waste of face. You know what I mean?
I'm like, you don't know how fun life could be. Like, I'll say something, and they'll be like, you're so crazy. You know, they don't. They're like, what is that, personality? And I'm like, yeah, you poor thing.
Oh, bless him.
You've never had to struggle, you beautiful, beautiful angel. Sometimes I pray to God. I'm like, in the next life, you know, throw whatever, but please let me be funny.
Yeah, just let me keep that part.
Please. Which comes from trauma, so maybe I'd be careful what I wish for. Yeah.
If you weren't funny, we probably wouldn't be friends. I mean, because listen, I don't got no room for new friends, but when you ace it like that and it's unstoppable and it's like magnetic, you can't help.
You can't help.
But if you didn't have that, then I'd be like, oh my gosh. What was your name again?
So pretty.
So good to see you.
Amanda, was it?
All those pretty people. So many people do that. Imagine all those pretty people getting together for dinner. What do they talk about?
Oh, I think I've seen that. I think it's called the Kardashians.
No, they're actually funny, though.
They are.
They are kind of funny.
Yeah.
I don't watch the Kardashians, but I do like watch like the clips and stuff. And I follow Kim on IG.
I'm a big fan of them, honestly.
I think I follow one of the other ones, too. But I enjoy them. And this is what I used to say about them. I was like, they're actually a really good example of how to do family and forgiveness, because they get upset with each other and they fight and they forgive.
They do.
And they move forward. And I'm like, that's actually a pretty good example.
That's so true. That's so true. I like them a lot. I think I stick up for them a lot because people are like, oh, they're just dumb, hot people. And I'm like, no, there's tons of dumb, hot people. They don't have what the Kardashians have.
Right.
And you have to maintain that.
Yeah.
They've been the Kardashians for years.
Yeah.
One slip and you could lose all that. But they're so smart.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And hot.
Yeah. They're all the things.
They're all the things.
Ugh, hate them. Just kidding.
Kidding.
Kidding. Love you. Follow me back. Okay, bye.
Just
kidding.
Just unfollow and follow her until she does. Maybe Imagine. She didn't see it.
She didn't see it. Hello.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, she has every celebrity in the world following her, presidents. Like,
I do have daydreams about being their funny friend, like going to their house and just like blowing their mind.
They would love you.
Oh, they would.
They would love you.
They'd shake this little salad.
We'd never hang out ever again.
No, you're going with me.
You're going on
me?
Tour with them. You're going on tour with them.
Can you imagine? Who closes? Who opens?
Listen, you're.
It doesn't matter.
What if your tour? What if your tour was just going to each one of their houses? Like that was. Yeah.
No, actually,
well, this week I'm at Courtney's. The next week I'm at Kim's.
Almost like you're their funny nanny. Like
oh
you're,
my.
That's what it. Not for the kids, for them. Like you're the one that just comes to like bring them joy.
And they probably
this
have
is
a
my
lot.
Chug-a-mug. Right.
That is.
This is my chug a mug.
That is.
Chug a mug. Your chug a mug moment.
Chug a mug. Oh, that hit.
That hit. The sacral pop. Yep. Did you see the sacral pop?
Chug a mug moment. Mm-hmm. You gotta be saying this more.
Listen. Copyright. For all future episodes, anytime somebody says something real good, it's a chug a mug moment.
Yeah. Oh, that just
there it
sent
is.
Love through my body. I love that. And then you have a you have a huge mug and they have to chug something
ooh,
out of it.
Ooh.
Maybe not that.
This is creative juice.
Yeah.
No. Even worse, they have to spit their saliva in it because they're leaving their creativity in the pot. So every other person who comes and has a creative moment, they got to spit your saliva.
I love that.
And then I do a seance with it. And I'm just kidding.
See, what is happening? I don't know about this.
Spit that idea right here.
Spit, and then I get some random feather, and I'm doing this. They're all, what are you doing? I was like, don't worry about it.
Chug-a-mug, chug-a-mug, chug-a-mug.
You just start chanting.
Start chanting.
And then you don't mention it again. You just put that down, and you're like, so, gratitudes?
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
I like you.
I like you. I
so much
want the best for you. I want every day for you to be like, thank you. Wow, I'm having the best day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I received that. I received that. Let me think of something good for you. Hold on.
Please don't make me spit in the mug.
You're just like, same, ditto.
Yeah.
Same girl. And also with you, like Catholic Church. Also-
I receive it.
This reminds me of, but in opposite way, there was a, speaking of Kardashians, actually. What? So it was, not Courtney, Khloe. Khloe and is the tall one, right? I always get Courtney and Khloe's names mixed up. Okay.
Yes.
Khloe was with her baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, right? And then it had come out that he had cheated on her. And then he had posted something on Instagram. And the thread, the comments of people in this post, it was so funny. I went back to this post multiple times just to read the comments because they were so golden. And then he deleted the post. And I was like, no, these were so good. Because people in the comments weren't just being like, I hate you, blah, blah, blah. They were like, I hope you stub your toe every morning. I hope you're running late and hit your funny bone in your elbow.
Yes.
And it was a bunch of really creative, like, random little things that you don't think about that are super annoying. Like, I hope you can't find your keys for the rest of your life. It was so many good ones like that. And I was like, so when you were like, I hope that, you know, everything goes well, blah, blah, blah. That's like the positive version of what everybody was saying in these comments. And gosh, I wish it was still up there. And I remember when he deleted, I was like, oh, you just deleted gold. Those were some really gold comments on there.
I wonder if he laughed a little bit at some of them. Cause
I think he had to.
Had to.
They were like, so good. They were
the laughter, the pain, I think.
Yeah. And it wasn't even pain at that point. These were funny. These were like good. Like, and they weren't like, I'm trying to like murder you with words.
Right.
They were like silly.
Yeah.
And I loved that the whole comment thread got the vibe.
Oh.
They were like, they knew the assignment. We're being silly with our disses to him right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fun when people are funny on the internet.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my gosh, okay.
Oh my gosh, I just read a comment yesterday. I'll just say this one because it was so funny. My brother and I were dying. It was one of some science account that I was following. It was something about the galaxies and how many planets are there really? And it was like, okay, if you add this time this and you multiply this and there's actually, you know, this many planets and blah, 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 and this universe, blah, and it's a whole science thing. And then I looked at the comments and then the first one was, and yet Miss Universe is always from Earth. Feels like it's rigged.
I love that. Someone just laying in bed like, I got a banger right here.
They're like, I got it. Step aside.
I love that. I love it.
There are so many videos that are like, they're like, okay, they're average, I guess.
Yeah.
But then you go to the comment section and that's
gold.
When I'm sending videos and I'm just going comments. Mm. Read the comments. Look at this. Yep.
Yes.
Love that. Okay. On Fungela,
voicemail?
We also listen to a voicemail message from a viewer, from a listener, when they call us and they tell us what they're grateful for.
How fun.
So, so Danielle picks a voicemail for us to listen to. And if anybody's listening and watching and you want to call us and tell us what you're grateful for, here's the phone number that you can call.
747-300-5380. Give us a call.
Okie dokie.
It's good every time. Every time it hits.
Who is that, man?
Gabe Gibbs.
Gabe Gibbs.
Listen, I thought that he was just being kind and writing a jingle for my podcast. Little did I know, he's a marketing genius because I talk about him every episode now.
Truly.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear our voicemail for the week.
Okay, so I actually have two because one's really short, but very adorable.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh, yeah, mommy. I am so grateful the algorithm blessed me with your video. You are hilarious. I wish you all the success. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's actually really powerful.
Yeah.
That you knew to thank the algorithm. I just popped up in his feed and he's so grateful that I did. I'm so grateful that I did. Thank you, algorithm, for throwing me in this man's feed. I hope you're enjoying the podcast.
And that is so sweet. I feel like there's more in there for him where you probably brought him through some tough times, dude.
Maybe.
I loved it.
Like, I don't know.
I was like, that's so sweet.
that is so sweet and honest and heartfelt. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you listening. That was adorable. Thank you.
Yeah. But I want to play this one for you as well.
Hello, Angela. My name's Armando Hernandez. I love listening to your comedy. And what I am grateful for are my brothers and sisters, my crazy family. all the craziness, all the drama, uh-huh. all the laughter, all the tears, yeah. all the just all everything that comes with family.
Yeah.
That is what I'm grateful for, because without all that, if you really think about it, without any my wife and kids and family and brothers and sisters, how would our life be in general?
That's right.
So for all of us and for you, I know it's got to be like your family. And so I'm very grateful for everything that my brothers and sisters and everybody in my life brings to the table. Their jokes, their style of being. It just, when it all comes together, it's what like Christmas morning is. It's Aww. Just crazy, like Home Alone. So in a nutshell, my family. Good luck with your comedy career. All right. Bye-bye.
You have the best fans.
That was really special. What I love most about that is like when he compared like the craziness of family to like the scene in Home Alone. Mm-hmm. I get it. I know exactly what he's talking about. And life yeah. is like that.
Mm-hmm.
Family is like that. That's mm-hmm. really, really cool. And that's, yeah, especially like, you know, we can all say like, oh, I'm grateful for family. And that's wonderful. I'm grateful my brothers and sisters are the best. But I love that he was also like, and the drama.
Yes.
And the tears.
Mm-hmm. Great perspective.
And, yeah. you know, their own style of being. Like, I don't mm-hmm. think he was talking about like the way they dress. I think he was talking about they all got their own personality and we bump heads sometimes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And I love that he's grateful for that, because I too am grateful for all of that, and it's very special. Thank you, Mr. Hernandez. I think he said it was
yes.
Mm-hmm. I missed the first name.
Armando.
Armando Hernandez. Thank you so much. Mm. So cool.
Great, yeah. great listeners, great fans that you have.
You hear that?
Good people.
You hear that, you guys? You're crushing it.
Hot and funny.
You guys are hot. You guys are.
I can't
just
see you, but I felt it.
Listen. Yeah.
Now I sound weird.
Didn't have to take it there. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, Amber, thank you.
Thank you. My wow. pleasure.
I am grateful. Mm. I really enjoy you. I started off the episode with just how much I enjoy you. Mm. This was such a treat for me. This was, you know what? Listen, you can even ask my team. Like, you can ask Danielle, my manager. There's a lot of times where I just drop your name in, and I'm like, I love this girl. I don't want to just big you up anymore.
No,
you're
you
really
can keep going.
You're special.
Truly, thank you, Angela.
You're really special.
So much. I learn from you. I look up to you. I admire you. I what's that word where you're like. Is it champion you?
Stalk?
Where you're like, yes.
Stalk.
Obsessed. I know you. You know?
Champion, yeah.
Champion, where you're like,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
That's how I mm-hmm. feel for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. It means a lot. Where can people find you? What do you have going on right now that we need to tell people? Hey, come check this out.
Please. So you can find me on all socials. At Amber Autry Comedy. It's AmberAutry Comedy. And please join my text list.
Yeah.
That is how I let you know when I'm in your city. I'm not coming to Phoenix unless you're on the text list. I'm
there
not just
is.
Dropping by Phoenix,
nope.
bro.
Nah, bro.
So please join the text list. And if you like this kind of stuff, after you listen to Angela's podcast, you can go over and listen to mine.
Yes.
I'm Fine, It's Fine podcast. It's me and my co-host. She's a trauma therapist, and we talk to artists about how experiences in their life affect their art. So, yeah, and just love yourself, okay? Find little moments to love yourself. That's how you would help me, yeah. too, because it makes the world a better place.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I see you soon.
Okay.